reporting to you live. Sitting at Kerry May's kitchen table with my right hand placed on rightful left hand, gesturing by some fables to a child who don't yet understand. I pray one day she able from the table where doing hair is still a crusade. And what's the point when they pop low? Boy wears fingers thick as pomade. I seen it. Should've took a route less scenic. But when you don't see sun often, won't there something got you fiending? I'm a
live, 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 live.
Live from my mama's kitchen table, where she pulls heartbreak to her chest and folds up cars to keep legs stable. Where the currency for meals is often the laughter that's exchanged in. I ain't seen you in a minute, so sorry, tears blur in your frame. Our line different, nothing missing. You ain't called, but we ain't tripping. Come in. Still remember the seat and treat the home just like the heart. Keep it warm and always beating it, sir. Tube almost chalked the function when I got the news. How hypocritical would it be? Feeling guilt by the lack of connection and using that very reason to distance myself from blessings. So go, shawty, it's your birthday. Even on his worst days, giveth and he taketh. Either way, I got to see it through. Early memories of you, metal detectors, pop staring off into space because it's mental contested. Years later, barging in, said your sentence was lowered. What should have been tears of joy seemed like an awkward moment. What should have been constant love was just the same as all else. Saw you occasionally, the same amount as it was in jail. So when I got that text message, as I sprayed my cologne, what should have been tears of pain was just staring at phone. Nobody knew the next step, I had to step up. Funny how the pain of my lover had taught me lessons. Damn. So I write this before my visit, that's if I can even visit. It's different, usually the elders talk and I listen. Won't be sure how to respond to his lack of response. Lack of that kitchen table slowly taking me away from mine.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard is Live from the Kitchen Table featuring Chase Guevara by McKinley Dixon off of their album Beloved Paradise Jazz. And yeah, the show you're listening to is Diva Moments. The host is me, Dork. The listener is you, you, dear listener. And yeah, we got a whole show today. Teach Moments is CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective crisp and refreshing, a la mint. I obviously love doing this show, and I love coming up with the episode themes and da-da-da-da. But, I guess a sneak peek behind the curtain, there was like a few things that like led us to this like final definition. So there's a song that I'll be playing later in the show called Menta y Menta by Yusu, which it means mint and mint in Spanish. And I was like, ooh, mint, like that, like mint, cool, like minty cool, minty fresh, like crisp and refreshing, like a mint, a sweet, a nice mint drink. Like, let's do that. That's nice. I think we could go somewhere with that. But then also I have been eating a lot of mint leaves recently. And so I have a lot of thoughts about that. And we'll be talking about it. So I guess just like honing in on the adjectives of, I mint is kind of like the theme, I guess. Language is so weird. Am I right? Like, mint is the like package that it's all couched in, but I guess crisp and refreshing are really what we're talking about. So crisp, it's cool. It's in the name. What's up? It's cool. It's fresh. It's invigorating. That's only the second definition of that word. And it's in relation to weather. The first one is like something crisp, like brittle, like something shatterable. And like, I think that that's a kind of, yeah, I think in terms of something being invigorating and being shatterable at the same time, I think that's interesting. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. And then, refreshing, the other adjective that we're looking at today. Refreshing, serving to refresh or reinvigorate someone, welcoming or stimulating because new or different. Which both, I mean, winners, ding, ding, ding. So that's what we're talking about today. That's what we're doing. That's what we're getting into. But before we can get into any of that, we have to, and we get to, listen to some, in my opinion, amazing music. So this is Blush Cut by Yune Pinku off of their most recent release, Babylon IX. And you, dear, 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 dear listener, listening to it on CATR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral and traditional land of the Hencominium-speaking Musqueam people on UBC Vancouver campus. The song that you just heard is New Year's Unresolution by Lorraine out of New York City. It's their newest single, and it's fab. Just before that was From the Heart, and then like a little heart symbol by Caro. It's the first single off of their upcoming album, Wild at Heart, which comes out on September 8th. And then opened that set with Yune Pinku Blush Cut off of their most recent release, Babylon IX. The show that you're listening to all of these wonderful songs on is Teach Moments. CITR is a one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective crisp and refreshing a la mint. So I mentioned this in the, I guess, intro of the episode. I have been eating a lot of mint recently, which is not that interesting. And I know this, and I'm going to be honest, I haven't really told anyone else about it, but my roommate has a mint plant and Sumi, she was out of town and I was eating a lot of the mint leaves. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm only human and one who requires a lot of teachable moments. I'm still learning, but I kept being like, why am I doing this? It doesn't taste that good. It's a really intense flavor. I don't know if you guys have ever tried to eat a mint leaf. Not tried. I mean, obviously you can do it, but it's definitely like there are more pleasant herbs. Although I guess like this is honestly an experience that I have had with herbs a lot, which is when you eat it without tampering the flavor or like incorporating it into anything, it's just so intense. Anyway. So in addition to eating a lot of mint leaves, I also have been really trying to read Simulation and Simulacrum, the like famous philosophy book. I'm not gonna lie, dear listener, it's not for me. Like, homie makes some good points. Most of the time, like, it reads like me trying to make a point when I don't know what I'm talking about. And while I obviously think, I don't think there's anything wrong with that, it's very exposing and I find it difficult to read. It also is just written weirdly. Anyway, it doesn't really matter. No one listens to the show to hear Dork's thoughts on this book. Anyway, but I've been thinking about Simulation and Simulacrum and da-da-da-da-da. And, like, I think why I was eating these so many mint leaves and, like, not enjoying it, but, like really thinking that I should. Like, I was like, why do I not like this? I think it's because I, like, really mixed up. I really was like, oh, yeah, mint ice cream is the flavor of mint. Like, I kept expecting it to taste sweeter and, yeah, like, tampered and not so intense, which obviously it didn't because that's not reality. But I think that fact of, like, it being, I think, like, our, or at least my, I don't want to speak for everyone, my understanding of our expectations of what mint is, like how refreshing it is, or like what that flavor means as the package of this episode, like in relation to kind of like coolness, both in terms of like literally like how, like when I think of mint, I guess I often associate, I don't know why, I associate it like lemonades, or I guess like mimosas, like the cooling or like refreshing agents of a beverage or something. But then also I think that like even in that scenario, it's a tampered flavor. Like it's been negotiated with the other flavors or within the context of the beverage, whatever. I guess, yeah, let's focus on that. And as mint became kind of like the default flavor for like toothpaste and gum, whatever, like, I don't know, that the idea of cleanliness and just being neutral is a little
like, at odds with the reality of eating a full-on mint leaf. And I feel like I'm making it sound like it's the most intense labor of all time. It's not. But I have just been thinking about the, yeah, I guess, like, the simulated reality of mint. And isn't that fascinating? But unfortunately, we can't talk about that forever, and we have to move on. This next song is Naive by Masank off of their album Once More with Feeling off of the one and the only Fanta Records. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Tired of Big Brother bookstores trying to sell you some billionaire's favorite book or Heather's top picks? Then you should check out Vancouver Books. Vancouver Books is a new online family-run bookstore. A portion of their profits go to First Nations reconciliation and environmental projects in British Columbia. They provide their customers with the most interesting books in fine arts, signed first editions, First Nations photography, fine ancient books, occult, and so much more. They also provide carbon-free delivery to anywhere in the Vancouver area. So go to www.vancouverbooks.ca to check out Vancouver Books today. That's www.vancouverbooks.ca.
In October of 2022, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society held its flagship event, the Strong Sessions, for the fifth time. All Strong Sessions feature a variety of musicians with disabilities, paired with established local artists and bands. Each month until September this year, VAMS will be releasing the performances from our 2022 show on the Reimagine Radio YouTube channel, where you can also find past Strong Sessions content. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard is Underground by Liv, off of the album Girl in the Half Pearl. So far that was Chlorine, a single by Otto, and then opened that set with Naive by Masank off of the album Once More with Feeling. You're listening to Teaching Moments. CITR is one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of cool is cool, adjective, crisp and refreshing, a la mint. So we've talked a lot about mint, and as we should, but I want to talk about specifically the word refreshing, or like, yeah, like refreshing, reinvigorate. I think that revitalize, I think that a lot of these words or even like, well, let's look at the definition, refreshing, welcome or stimulating because new or different. Like the idea of injecting some newness, some new element, some freshness, I think is really like integral to the idea of like whatever this idea of Christmas and refreshing. Because when I think of refreshing, I don't necessarily think of like, I think of I've been talking about it so much, but I think of the beverage. I think of something that's cooling, literally. I think of something that like is hydrating and light. I don't think of something heavy at all. But I think it's interesting how like this lightness and like difference, I think it seems, is so connected to the new. And guess what? We're going to be talking about more about that after some music. Oh, okay. This next song is the Menta y Menta by Yusu off of their album I Want an Earth. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Thank you.
Month. We're calling all active citizens to join in on this global Black philanthropy initiative. This special fundraising effort assists the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals for Black-serving nonprofit organizations. Tackle issues close to home, from poverty to quality education, gender equality to economic growth. Individuals and businesses can participate in this fundraiser, internationally administered by Support Black Charities. Visit global-bpi.org to learn more and spread the message. Donate today at global-bpi.org.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I love CITR.0.1.9 FM.
I love CITR 1.0.1.9 FM.
What are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing if you're not listening to Planet Innit Flows on CITR 101.99 FM every other Tuesday night at 11 p.m. Pacific?
Thank you. this shit don't get me noticed. Maybe I should hand them over. Maybe your logic was broken. Kinda like this romance. You hit me up with no plans. But you tell me to come over. Insecurity. So this can be over. I say it's a bit over. Everything. I'm lost up in your room. And now I'm kissing on your shoulder. I wanna lick your tattoos.
What is up? You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard is Over by Horsepower. Yes, it's both ended, and it is also called Over, featuring Yellow Trash Can. That's not their newest single, but one of two new singles that came out recently. Just where that was Gossamer by Jesse Lanza off of the album Love Hallucination, and then opened that set with Yusu, Menta y Menta, off of the album I Want and Earth. What's up? I'm your host, Dork. The show is Teachable Moments, CHR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of the word cool is cool, adjective crisp and refreshing, a la mint. We talked about this a little bit in the most recent break, but I want to talk about newness. Like, does something have to be new to be crisp, to be refreshing, to be minty, to be cool? So I was thinking about this a lot because obviously it's the theme of the episode, but also I was thinking about it when I was doing my song selection. I don't know if you, my dear dedicated listener, ever look up any of these songs after a show or pay attention to anything like that, but most I would say there's a lot of like federally regulated and then also like kind of station mandated things that we try to feature on CITR, kind of like, is it local? Are they new? Is it a hit? Is it CanCon? Is it like made by people of color? But like, there's a lot of like things that we try to consider and focus. And like, one of those things is it a new song? 60% of playlists should be new. And often mine are, my shows are closer to 100%, between 90 and 100%. I try to play almost exclusively new music. And I think that is a flaw of the show, and I think about it a lot, but something that, it is something that, like, not for some reason, I think there's a lot of, my logic is that, like, this is a show that's on now, and there are new artists making music now, and I would like to highlight them and platform them, but it's also informed by like where my like blind spots are in terms of my own musical knowledge, like what, it doesn't really matter, but this next section, whatever, the song that we've played before, I think this whole episode, there are two songs that aren't new. Otto's Chlorine that played a little bit earlier, and then this song coming up, Allergic to Love, Snuffed by the Yakuza cover that Charlie XCX did like 9 years ago. And I like really debated including this song, but I think it's cool. And I think it's crisp and I think it's refreshing. And something I think about a lot is like how often I find if I listen to older music that was groundbreaking at the time, there are a lot of ways in which it's like less exciting to listen to. Because it is a sound that like is familiar. But also like newness for the sake of newness isn't necessarily interesting. It's like whether or not something kind of interesting was done with that new technology, that new approach, that new sound, that whatever. And I would argue that often
That's not the case, but whatever, that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I was just thinking about like how, because we were talking about like something being like revigorating, adding something, adding some kind of element, some freshness, if you will. And I think that covers are a really interesting like example of that, like an artist adding their perspective, their approach, their take, adding their little something. That's cool. I have to say about that. So this next song is I Channel You by Doozy off of the MB Party compilation volume 4. If you haven't listened to this comp, listen to it. And if you don't know who Doozy is, sorry, buddy, but I can't help you. This is I Channel You and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. I can't help you. I am helping you. This is Doozy. I'm
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and we've reached the end of our show. You just heard the song Hit You by DBR, FKA DB Rich, off of the Flennon number 14 compilation. Just before that was Charlie XCX's cover of Allergic to Love by Snuffed by the Yakuza, and then opened that set with Doozy, I Channel You, off of the MB Party compilation, Volume 4. You're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. Today's definitely were cool is cool, adjective crisp and refreshing a la mint. We covered a lot, so I'm just going to leave you with this song. This is Face Value by Soyjoy off of her album Not in Service. Thank you so much for tuning in to 101.9 FM this lovely Tuesday. Tune in next week for another ep. Bye.
Streets I now avoid, passing through in the terror of potentially running into you and the lies that you showed me when I held up your truth. Cause I can keep numbing out my senses or take you at face value. My truth, I grow closer to my songs, but farther away from you, and I grow fonder of the spider that moved into my room when we crawl into my bed. My fears no longer loom, and the corners full of threads fell out. What I've gotta do as you watch us spin our webs and the cards that we drew, but I take a double take every time my eyes see through. I can keep numbing out my senses, so I'm taking myself at face value.
Вы настроены на эффект.